This is the Porno Cultures Podcast, the show where we think about pornography rather than just react to it. This is an introduction to the Porno Cultures Podcast. I wanted to use this opportunity to tell you a little bit about myself and what the podcast will have in store for you in the future. A little bit about my academic background to start off with. I'm currently a PhD candidate at Concordia University in Montreal, Canada. My degree is out of their Film and Moving Image Studies department. I'm now back in my hometown of New York City finishing up my dissertation. I did my undergraduate work at Brooklyn College in Film Studies with a minor in Political Science, and I got my master's in Cinema Studies at New York University. Throughout my time in school, I've always had an interest in race representation, modernism, the dynamics of space, French film history, and I've taken a couple classes on my favorite director, Alfred Hitchcock. My mother was the one who introduced me to Hitchcock's films when I was a teenager, and it was after seeing those films, along with the films of François Truffaut, that I realized that film was an art form that I had a passion about exploring further. Of course, one of the most intriguing aspects about Hitchcock's films for me was the copious amounts of sexuality lying just beneath the surface. Both from the characters who struggle to maintain their sexual composure under tense circumstances, and the director himself, who plays out a lot of his own sexual desires and fetishes throughout his own movies. This is part of what makes his movies so compelling to watch even to this day. After taking my first Hitchcock class, where I read Robin Wood's revised book on Hitchcock's films Revisited, I was really struck by his introduction, where he intertwines his personal journey of coming out of the closet as an adult with his re-evaluation of Hitchcock's films 30 years after the book's original publication in 1967. I not only was touched by how personal the discipline of film studies could be through his own work, and most certainly his work influenced my own academic path that I'm currently finding myself on, but I was also struck by how the sexual nature of Hitchcock's films could impact the sexual outlook of someone like Wood so profoundly. From then on, I always knew that sex in cinema would be something that I would need to explore further. Further readings from Richard Dyer, Michael Warner, Linda Williams, Michel Foucault, to my own eventual advisor at Concordia, Tom Waugh, only cemented my interest in both sex and cinema and pornography. My first published piece was the same essay that I used to get into NYU about comparing the difference in the sexual portrayal of transsexual characters in both the movies Boys Don't Cry and Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Spoiler alert, Hedwig comes out to be far more progressive in that respect. And I've subsequently been published a few more times in the Porn Studies Journal. One article is about the pornographic screens around Montreal's gay village, where I lived for 4 years. And the other one is about the evolution of the viral YouTube celebrity Chris Crocker. You may remember him as the Leave Britney Alone guy. And I followed him in the article from his journey from a YouTube celebrity to his first pornographic scene. And I'm currently working on an anthology with my advisor, Tom Waugh, about the topic of sexual confession over the last 25 years. The book will be a series of essays considering the ways in which confession has been consistently utilized within sexual media throughout the transition into the popular internet age. Confession is the one consistent trope from the analog through the digital age, and we both thought it would be an interesting trend to follow within an anthology. I say all of this not to self-aggrandize, but to give you a little bit of background as to my experience in starting a podcast like this. Over the last few years, I've become a big fan of podcasts. However, while there are amazing podcasts that cover the topic of sex and pornography, none of them take the time to consider all of the work being done within academia to address the issues that they talk about on their own shows. While of course you don't need a PhD to have an opinion about sex, just like cinema, is oftentimes considered something where everyone's opinion has worth simply because they've experienced it. There's a logic that is articulated into something like, hey, well, I've had a bunch of sex, I've seen a bunch of porn, here's what I think about it. Or when podcasts do take on the topic of pornography head on, they'll oftentimes fall into cliche traps that work to regress our understanding of pornography instead of evolving it. For example, let's consider the excellent podcast, which I love to listen to, Sex, Love, and Money. They had a two-part special on the topic of pornography that was mostly wonderful. However, they felt compelled to address the issue of pornography addiction in a very strange way. First of all, they failed to acknowledge that there is no recognized clinical diagnosis for porn addiction. Porn addiction, just like sex addiction, is something that has been created by the 12-step industrial complex, which is based on religious faith and not in scientific practice, in order for them to make even more millions of dollars off of people's own paranoia. And when the podcast chose to illustrate an example of porn addiction, they interviewed a religious fanatic who married the person he lost his virginity to. He explained to the podcast host that he was worried that he was going to fall back into his porn addiction by looking at porn while his wife was away on vacation. Now, honestly, who among us hasn't looked at pornography while our significant other is away? Just because someone claims to have a porn addiction doesn't make it so. And pornography has been proven in study after study to be no more addictive than any other form of media. If one needs an example of the political utility of this idea of addiction, isn't it interesting how when we talk about presidents of the United States, we never talk about them having an addiction to bombing countries in the Middle East, even though the majority of presidents over the last 50 years have done so. It's just considered normal practice. This idea of addiction is something that is merely used to cut off conversations about pornography, so we as a population will never fully understand how dynamic it is within our culture. There are other amazing podcasts out there that interview current and former actors and players within the pornographic industry. And while those podcasts are essential oral histories, they don't always offer the distance that's sometimes required to take a wider view of how pornography works as just one piece within a larger culture. The name of this podcast is The Porno Cultures Podcast because the primary aim is to situate pornography within our wider culture via an academic perspective. While most of you might have already heard of Linda Williams' groundbreaking and foundational book, Hardcore, Pleasure, Power, and the Frenzy of the Visible, there are a ton of other scholars out there working to advance our perspective of pornography. This is the type of work that will be investigated most when I interview these authors about their work. Some of the professors that you'll be hearing in future episodes are Peeler Alalunas, Whitney Strube, Rebecca Sullivan, and David Church. However, if we want to dive into the wider culture of pornography, there's no way I could limit this podcast to just interviews with academics. Therefore, the show will also feature interviews with porn bloggers like Zachary Shire of the blog Straight Up Gay Porn, former gay porn performers like Chris Harder, who wrote and performed in a one-man show about his experience in the porn industry, and Rick Storer, who's the executive director of the Leather Museum and Archive in Chicago. My hope is that by listening to this monthly podcast, you'll gain a wider appreciation for all of the work that goes into making, writing about, and thinking about pornography's role within our wider culture. And eventually learn to think about pornography instead of just react to it. I'm very excited to have you on this journey with me, and I want to thank you so much for listening to this introduction. The first episode will be coming up soon in this podcast feed. I also want to take the time to thank my friend Alex for providing the beautiful logo for the show, and to my friend Ben Hosey, a brilliant musician who composed the original music you'll be hearing throughout the podcast. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon.